Thelma, is this coffee decaf? Now, I have not been sleeping at all well lately. If I'm not tossing, I'm turning.
You're just antsy about your big whang ding tonight.
Yeah, you got to learn to stay calm. Look at me. Cool as a cucumber. And I got my bowling league tonight. If we win, we qualify for the semifinals. But am I uptight?
You're just a lesson in stress management. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get through this day.
That woman is an exposed nerve.
Yeah. Thelma, now, will you be sure supper is ready early tonight?
Vint, that is the fourth time you have asked me. I will be sure it is ready. I know what a contribution bowling is making to your life and your future.
Tonight happens to be crucial. We're talking tri-state area here. Oh, Thelma, could you wash up my yellow shirt? I bowl a lot better in it.
You would?
It's my lucky shirt.
I'm doing your washing and your laundry and your cooking for you. What on earth is that wife of yours doing for you? Never mind, I don't want to know.
Now, Mama, Naomi is working a double shift today down at the food circus, wearing her fingers to a frazzle on that cash register.
All right, I'll try.
Thank you. Don't forget about supper.
Then.
Okay, okay. Bye.
Mama? Oh, Thelma, could you do me just a little bitty favor?
Take a number.
Well, I wouldn't ask, but I don't have time to do it myself, and tonight is so important.
Just spit it out, Fran.
Well, if I do get that award tonight, I'm going to have to walk clear up to the podium, and if possible, I would like for my dress just to look perfect.
You're not asking me to alter that dress.
Oh, heavens, no. I'm just asking you to press it for me. Just a little skim of the iron here and there. It got a little bit wrinkled in the closet.
Well, I haven't got time to be ironing your dress. Why didn't you hang it up properly?
Well, it's hard to hang up anything properly in that little tiny bedroom closet.
Excuse me?
Well, excuse me. Of course, if I still had the use of the big hall closet as I had before Buzz and Sonia moved in and just took over. Hello, Buzz. Of course, actually, most of the clothes in that closet are Sonia's.
Yeah, I know, Aunt Fran. Actually, most of the clothes in this world are Sonia's. What's your breakfast, Grandma?
A hot bowl of mush.
It's a good thing I'm late for school.
Well, I see you have time to make up your precious grandson's bed, but you do not have time to give your sister a little skim of the iron.
Why don't you just wear something else?
Oh, wear something else? Thelma, you know I ran all over town looking for just the perfect dress for tonight, and I finally found that one at Anita Meyer's on the mall just minutes before they were closing.
I know I've heard it, and I've heard it.
Then how can you even suggest I wear something else?
All right, I will do it.
Don't say you'll do it if you won't.
Come on, Fran, when do I ever do a thing like that?
Well, just quite a bit lately, Thelma. Last week, Charlie called me with a message about where to meet him, and you forgot to give me the message.
I have given you every single message that Charlie's ever left.
Well, it's more than just phone messages. What about that COD cosmetic delivery you promised you'd be home for and weren't?
I had to go to Mrs. Wheeler's funeral that day. Now, what was I supposed to do? Tell him to put her on ice while I sit here and wait for you all alone?
What about my fern?
Well, what the hell's the matter with your fern?
Well, it just turned brown and dried up when you forgot to water it.
Well, good Lord, Fran, you know if you look cross-eyed, a fern, it dies. Now, all this fuss is over some dumpy little dress you're going to wear to get some dinky little writing award.
Dinky? Dinky? Thelma, this award dinner is being held in the Crystal Room of the St. George Hotel, downtown. Every journalist in this city will be there, and I'm up for the best article in a neighborhood paper. It's a very big honor.
Oh, hell, Fran, it's a throwaway paper. That article's on the bottom of every birdcage in town.
My article is very highly thought of. I was told Pops, Portrait of a Crossing Guard, had everything. Warmth, humor, poignancy.
Who told you that? Pops?
give that to me. I'll just take it down to Taylor's and have it pressed.
Oh, for pity's sake, give it here. I'll do it.
No, it's the easiest way. No,
I
don't want you to bother.
And I will. I think I can work in one more thing.
If you insist. Oh, my Lord, look at the time. I'll be late for work. I've got to run. Oh, Thelma, would you just dry these for me? Thanks.
Well, why bother to dry them? If she wins that award tonight, she'll just wet them all over. No, Fran ain't home. But if you'd like to leave your name and number, I'll make sure that she gets the message. Hold on while I find a fence. Hello? Hello? Well, they hung up. Well, will you dry for Pete's sake?
You! Well, Ellen, what are you doing here?
Bonjour, Mama.
Say what?
That's part of my French lessons, dear. Preparing our women's club group tour to La Belle, France. Mama, you're not dressed.
Well, what do you call this?
You know what I mean. Now, hurry up. We've only got 20 minutes, and traffic is beaucoup. Come on, honey. Move it. Votre derrière.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Your appointment at the beauty spot, and I want Margot to start on you right away. I'm on a terrible tight schedule.
Well, for pity's sakes, Ellen, I ain't getting my hair done today. That's for tomorrow. Now, I've got to get supper started.
Mama, we discussed this not 2 days ago. You said your appointment was on Wednesday.
I told you the 12th.
Today is the 12th.
Are you sure?
No, Mama, I just had the calendar changed to torment you. Now, come on, put on your coat, and we'll hightail it down to the... The blue rinse awaits.
But now, I've got to iron this dress before I can leave.
Mama, I'm not going to stand around while you press a dress to put on. You look fine.
Well, do you think I'd wear this gaudy thing? Belongs to Fran.
Oh, well, let's all just hold our breath while Aunt Fran gets her maid service
done. Oh, you put a bit on it, Ellen. I'm moving as fast as I can. Well, what the? Good Lord.
My, I do believe you scorched it.
Scorched it?
Is set on linen. This is obviously a synthetic polyester at best. Well, it's ruined. It's totally ruined.
Well, I can see that, Ellen.
I mean, it's an absolute mess.
That's a brand new dress. She's supposed to wear it out tonight. Now, she's a nervous wreck as it is. What am I going to tell her?
Oh, Mama, if Aunt Fran isn't a total hysteric. It's just a burned dress. She'll understand.
You really think so?
No. The woman is totally impossible.
Well, why did this have to happen? If only you hadn't rushed me.
Mama, I am not the guilty party here. You are the one who scorched the dress.
Oh, why is the Lord testing me so?
Maybe he's got some time on his hands.
We gotta get down to Niedermeyer's right away.
Well, what about the beauty spa? Well,
we ain't got no time for that. We gotta get another dress exactly like that one. Before she gets home, and she'll never know the difference.
I am not going to scavenge through the dowdy room at Niedermeyer's looking for this dress. I wouldn't be caught dead there.
What do I ever ask you? Once every couple of months, I might work up the courage to give you a phone call. Ain't no use waiting for a ring from my precious baby girl.
Mama, don't starve.
And then I might ask you to do some little something for me, like maybe take me to the beauty parlor. And I practically have to beg you and tell you all the horrible things that can happen to a woman alone on a bus.
All right, Mama, I'll take you.
And then when I finally get you over here and disaster strikes and I really do need your help, do you offer it willingly?
Mama, I said I would do it.
Well, I know I heard you. I just like to finish what I'm saying.
Thank you.
$55 for one dress. I'm swearing I never paid that much for a dress in my life.
I know, Mom, and you could hardly write off the check. Your hand was shaking so.
Well, it's a lucky thing that we could find the same exact dress, you know, same size and everything.
Talk about compounding a felony.
What are you looking for?
Wrinkles. I don't want to be blamed for some stranger's lousy ironing.
Mama, would you stop? It looks fine. I mean, even the little tucks are all nice and smooth, see?
Tucks?
Here at the waist.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Well, that dumb sales girl, she swore to me that these two dresses were identical. Now you look for yourself. This dress ain't got a tuck in sight, and this sucker's got tucks coming out of ears.
Well, she probably won't even notice. Her fashion sense is obviously not that acute.
Well, she did say that she bought it in a hurry. Maybe she wasn't paying that close attention.
Of course not.
Well, I'm gonna have to chance it. Now, what am I gonna do with this one?
Why don't you just burn the rest of it up?
I'll just put it in the garbage.
Hello? Hello, everybody?
What in the world are you doing home so early?
Oh, I was just so nervous about tonight, I couldn't get a bit of work done, so I just... My dress.
What about it?
Well, did you iron it?
Well, of course I did. I said I would.
Oh, Thelma, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We were just admiring it, weren't we, Ellen?
Oh, well, I think I'll just slip it on.
No, don't do that now. I was just about to take that upstairs and hang it.
Oh, no, I'll take it because I want to try it on.
Well, now, you don't want to do that, darling, because it'll get all wrinkled again.
Thelma, for heaven's sake, I'm not planning to take a nap in it. I just want to see if it needs any last-minute adjustments.
Good Lord, my heart is pounding a mile a minute. She didn't seem to notice anything.
Mama?
Oh, Vin, good Lord.
Mama, where's my shirt?
Well, now, what kind of a greeting is that? Can't you say hello to your sister, Ellen?
Hello, Ellen. Where's my shirt?
Well, just not right now. I'm trying to get this in the garbage.
Well,
Well, Vin, how's Naomi?
Oh, fine. She's just fine. She's working a double shift today down at the food circus. Mama, my shirt!
What shirt?
My yellow bowling shirt. Where'd you put it?
Oh, that shirt. The one I didn't wash.
You forgot to wash my bowling shirt?
Well, I can't remember everything around here.
It's my lucky shirt. And we're going head-to-head with the pen pals. They're tough.
Fine. A lucky shirt is just a silly superstition.
I suppose you forgot my supper, too.
Oh, well, how about some nice lunch meat?
I had lunch meat for lunch. I need some supper meat. Oh, boy, no lucky shirt on my back, no supper in my stomach. My timing's going to be way off tonight, boy. There goes the semifinals right down the tubes. Thanks a lot, Mama. Thanks a whole big bunch.
Mama, he'll calm down. Once he grows up, killer it's he'll. If I'm late for my French lesson, Marcel will be furious. Oh, mon Dieu.
What do you think?
It's you, dear. It's really you.
Just doesn't seem to look the same as it did in the store.
Well, it looks exactly the same.
And it doesn't hang right.
Certainly a dress you'd look twice at.
But I don't remember all of these little tucks and gathers and stuff. And look at my seat. See how it's all kind of bunched up?
Well, now, it does sort of draw attention to your seat.
That always has been one of your best features. And it's a wonderful buy for only $55.
I don't know. I think I... How did you know the price of the dress, Ellen?
Well, we were over at Niedermeyer's today, and we saw a whole bunch of them.
You were at Niedermeyer's today?
Well, that's what I said, and then Fran Ellen was going down there, so I figured why not just tag along.
You were at Niedermeyer's today? Why does this dress look so different?
Well, it's almost exactly the same.
Almost exactly? Is this some kind of a practical joke?
That's it, isn't it? It's a joke dress.
Huh? You went down to the joke store and you got a joke dress. That's it, isn't it? Huh?
Except I never heard of a joke dress. And you don't make jokes. Okay, Thelma, where's the dress I bought?
I think you better tell her, Mama. It's in the garbage.
What did you say?
She said, it's dans le garbage. I burnt a big hole in it. And I wanted to get you another dress to replace it, and the sales lady told me that this dress was exactly the same.
I don't believe this! Oh, no!
See, Mama, I told you she'd take it well. I must rush. Good luck tonight, friend. That story on guard dog sounds fascinating.
Crossing guards!
What a fun, Mama!
Next time I'm down in Niedermeyer's, I'm gonna strangle that sales girl.
Oh, no. No, don't try to blame your sneaky little act on somebody else.
I was just trying to do a good deed.
Lies, lies, lies and deceit. Oh, I just wonder what else you tried to put over on me. I bet there was salt in that potato salad last night, wasn't there?
There most certainly was not. Oh,
lies, 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 lies. You were a liar when you were little and you are a liar now. And it's all Mama's fault. She just thought you hung the moon. You got by with murder. And then who got stuck taking care of the old witch? Me!
Well, start taking care of yourself, because the liar is fed up with it. I have cooked and scrubbed and washed and ironed and answered the phone for you long enough. And all I ever hear is you griping about how nothing is perfect.
I've never said that.
Well,
you had
I'm
to be...
Well, I'm not perfect. So I might lie once in a while to keep you from going into a tizzy. So what? I have worried myself to a frazzle all day over that damn dress when I ain't even the one that should have been ironing it in the first place. You want it done perfect, then you just let perfect Fran do it.
Thelma. Listen, I know that I'm a little high-strung, but... Good Lord, I'm not violent. Why didn't you just call me and tell me?
Because I'm a big dope.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Sometimes I think I'm losing my marbles, and it just scares me to death. Do you know that I clean forgot my hair appointment today with Ellen?
Well, anyone could forget an appointment with Ellen.
And today, when I ruined your brand new dress, I said, that's it, Thelma. It's time to hang up your apron.
You've just been under a whole lot of pressure lately, Thelma.
Are you kidding me? I used to iron a dress with my right hand, mashed potatoes with my left, with four screaming kids under my feet.
Nothing's changed. Why, you're just as good as you ever were. Well, yeah, I think you're wonderful. And, shoot, as far as that old dress goes, don't you worry about that. I'll just wear my trusty old beige chiffon.
Franny, if it needs pressing, you just give a holler. Fran! Fran! I guess maybe there's just a couple things that I ought to own up to. There was salt in that potato salad. And in the soup. And there was sugar on them strawberries the other day. And that coffee this morning, that wasn't decaffeinated.
I knew it. I knew you were lying to me.
Well, everybody else in this family likes real coffee, and you can't tell the difference between coffee and prune juice.
Do you know what coffee does to you?
Well, I know what it does to you. You'll have your precious decaf here by tomorrow morning if I gotta get Marcus Welby in here in person.